Welcome back to another episode of Portals. I am your host, Lauren Courtney. Thank you for tuning in and joining me. As I'm sitting here this Monday morning, reflecting on the weekend where I got to spend time with friends, I got offline and simply played in my magic, I'm just so grateful. You know, as kids, we play, right? We play in fantasy. We use our imagination. And as adults, we forget to do that. And as I've awakened to my gifts and the more freedom I find within myself, the more I play. And that play is so similar to the play of when I was a child. It's actually so similar that as my grandmother would have said, it's wild. And it is. It really is wild. I have somehow managed to find my way back home to being able to be magical with my friends, to being able to jump timelines and take a look into past lives, to being able to channel some really beautiful messages for a friend who recently lost a loved one. All of these things are so special to me, and I am so grateful for. And truly, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't started to listen, if I hadn't listened to the first push from the universe. So we're gonna jump into that portal for a little bit today, the Kundalini portal. The Kundalini yoga portal that found me almost maybe somewhere between 10 to 12 years ago. So I know I shared in an earlier episode about my best friend who passed away and my mediumship opening. Now I'm going to tell you another story. And this happened before. This was a portal I entered that prepared me for death. This is a portal I entered that prepared me for loss, that prepared me for huge life shifts and changes that I had no idea were in the pipeline. So going back somewhere around 10 to 12 years, I was working as a private chef in high-end recovery homes in Manhattan. I was working as a chef as well as health coach. In this world, I had somehow found myself in. And there was one woman I remember who shared with me that she took Kundalini yoga. I had never heard of it before, but for some reason, it stuck with me. Fast forward, sometime 6 to 8 months later, and I had broken up with a boyfriend. It wasn't the healthiest relationship, yet there was deep love. Deep respect, admiration, and appreciation on a soul level before I even understood the soul. I loved this person on a deep level, and I also knew on a deep level that we were not meant to be together. And how I wish I had understood soulmates, the soul journey, twin flames, all of those things at this time. But instead, we had a bit of a tumultuous relationship. There was a lot of love and a lot of pain. Very mirrored in many of my relationships until I've found the healing work that I've found. So I had been in this relationship with this man for some time, and we had broken up. And when we broke up, he started dating someone else. And let me tell you, that did not sit well for me. How could he date someone else already? I broke up with him. How is he not devastated? We've all been there, right? Our ego starts to tell us this whole other story. That was back when my ego was unhealthy. That was before Reiki. That was before Kundalini. So my unhealthy ego was leading the show. And my unhealthy ego called him. I can't believe you're with someone else already, and whatever experience I was going through. And he shared with me how he still loved me and he didn't want to be with her and all of these things. I had no idea at the time that he had a relationship with substance that he had hidden from me. And I let him back in my life, slowly but surely. And he ended the relationship he was in. And slowly but surely, one night, I allowed him to stay over. We had not entered an intimate relationship again because something told me not to, yet my ego wanted to control the situation. So he had told me he had a job interview near my apartment and asked if he could spend the night. I decided to say yes. Intuitively, it didn't feel right. We were broken up, and I knew that it wasn't right. I knew something wasn't right, but my unhealed ego said okay. So he slept over. Early the next morning, I went to a 7 a.m. workout class, and I got home, took a shower, and he was still asleep. And I went and sat down by him. And there was a moment where I almost leaned in to getting back together, that I almost leaned into maybe this is right, even though I knew it was so wrong. And in that moment, I experienced my first divine intervention. It sounded something like this. A knock at the door. It was much louder than that, but I realized I didn't want my dog to start barking. It was a loud knock at the door. And I saw my ex-boyfriend jump and try to look for somewhere to hide. Now, at the time, I lived in about a 700 square foot studio apartment in New York City. There was nowhere to hide. He looked under the bed. There was nowhere to hide under the bed. That was my storage area. And all of a sudden, I thought to myself, what is going on? Why is someone knocking on my door like this? My doorman did not call. And why is this man jumping? He asked me not to open the door. And that's when I realized something was really wrong. So I walked over to the door and I opened it. And standing at my door were 8 undercover cops. 8 officers. I had never dealt with the law before. Just some tickets in college one night, drinking underage. But I'd never dealt with the law in this way. And immediately when, you know, they asked if this person was in my home, I didn't know what to say. And I froze. My whole body went into fight or flight, and I froze. I didn't know what to do. And I let them in my home, and I broke down in tears, and one of the officers brought me into the hallway and told me you could be arrested for aiding and abetting someone, and I had no idea what they were talking about. I still didn't know what was going on. And it turned out my ex had some issues that he got into, and that stemmed actually from earlier in life, and then some of the things, I guess, that were going on with the girl he dated after me. I didn't really want to know. It didn't really involve me. But what did involve me was I was broken. As they walked him out of my apartment, they had brought me back inside, and I was sitting on my bathroom floor right by my front door at the time, on my hands and knees, crying. And he walked out of my apartment handcuffed. Wow, I've never told this story in this way, so just bear with me a moment. And he walked out of my apartment and just looked at me and mouthed, "I'm sorry." The officers left with him. I was not in trouble. They were using fear tactics.
And I sat on my floor in my bathroom for I have no idea how long. And I asked God for help for the first time. I needed help. I didn't understand why I was finding myself in these relationships and these situations. And I was willing to understand that it was me, that there was something in me. So I asked God for help. And I heard, go to Kundalini Yoga. And I knew the name because I had heard it from that woman in the recovery place where I worked. So I looked up the studio. There was only one in New York City at the time. And I went. And I'll never forget my first class. I walked into this Kundalini studio. And if anyone listening is familiar with Kundalini yoga, you'll get this. Or, you know, probably yoga in general or something you've done that you've never experienced before. I walked in and I sat down in class and everyone started chanting and they seemed to know the songs. And it felt good. It was enjoyable. And yet there was this part of me that said, I think this is a cult, but I want to join because I know I can leave at any time. And that was what I went off of. That was it. This seems like a cult. I think I want to join it. I know I can leave at any time. And that was the first experience I had of Kundalini yoga. And I kept going. I kept going. I started to do little challenges with myself, 40 days. I stopped going to meet friends at bars on Sundays to watch football. And instead, I started going to sound healings. And things just naturally started to shift for me as I entered into this space of Kundalini yoga and this world that I had never experienced before. Now, I remember way back then thinking, I want to learn this. I wanted to teach it, and I had no idea why. And I had every reason not to. Who am I to teach Kundalini yoga? Who am I to dress in all white and wear a turban? Who am I to do this? And it wasn't only the who am I, it was also the how. That I can't afford it. How would this make sense? This has nothing to do with the work that I do. I had every fucking reason to not do it. And back then, I gave in to those. With that, I kept showing up for classes because I knew there was something for me there. I didn't know what. I didn't even know what was happening. I simply knew every time I went to class, by the end, I felt different. Something was different. And it wasn't simply I felt better. I felt different, calmer, more peaceful, grounded. Things I didn't even understand how to explain back then because I had no voice. I didn't understand how to speak about my emotions. When my emotions would come up, I would simply cry. Like a wounded child, I would cry when things got emotional. And I didn't even know that wasn't normal. I didn't know that so often I was acting from wounded places. That my nervous system was exhausted, that I was living in fight or flight. you know, when you're a New Yorker, I think some of these things are so natural that it's just who you are. My shoulders were up to my ears. I had no clue until I started to breathe. Until I started to regulate my nervous system without even knowing I was regulating my nervous system. Kundalini saved me. Truly, Kundalini yoga saved me. It became a place for me to go when I was so broken and felt like I had no one in the world that I could talk to, because I didn't want to talk to my friends about the same shit anymore. I didn't want to talk about my problems. I didn't want to go to therapy and talk. I wanted to take action. I knew that if I was calling in the same things, that I was the one that needed to change. And when I'd go to Kundalini yoga, I'd feel different. So perhaps on an unconscious level, I knew I was changing. So I kept going. Eventually, I moved to California. I found classes there as well. I moved to Miami. Not as many classes, but I still found them. Kundalini has always found me in pivotal times, in moments when I really need it. When I really, really need something to help me. It's been there. About a year after I had started was when Jeff died. And I know, had I not been practicing Kundalini yoga, had Kundalini yoga not led me to a network spinal analysis chiropractor, had I not been open on some level, had that door not been cracked to open, I never would have gotten here. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the pains I've caused myself, because I truly believe and know that it is always darkest before the dawn. And for some reason, my soul chose to go to the depths of darkness, to truly walk in the valleys of the shadows of death. I chose to see the darkest of darkness so I could access the brightest of lights, so I could remember who the fuck I am and help others remember who the fuck they are. Every time I have broken, every time I have shattered, it is for my highest good. I'm having this vision of something I saw years ago, this jade piece of, I think it was a cup perhaps, a mug, that had been broken. And it was put back together with gold. And that is how I see myself. The alchemist, the magician, right? Anything that has been broken, it's because it wasn't correct to begin with? What was before was incorrect. It was misaligned. And Kundalini Yoga was one of those things. The first door for me. Outside of cooking, I've got to give it to the cooking. It was the first tool that I understood could really shift things for me. It's interesting. I didn't really know that I was going to share this story, all the different parts of it, but right, as I add more gold to the different parts of me that are ready to be filled with gold, I get to share these stories. Because this Wednesday, I begin Kundalini Yoga teacher training. It is in person. It is going to be intense. And I am so excited and ready for it because I know who I am. I know I am meant to share Kundalini yoga, Kundalini activation with others in my unique way, in the way that I saw 10 years ago. But was too fucking afraid to step into. I've stepped in over these last 10 years in many different ways, holding space. And for me, stepping into Kundalini is owning a big part of my journey and who I am. It's me saying, I love you. It's me saying, hey, girl on the floor who didn't know if she was even speaking to God or what she was speaking to or what she was doing on her hands and knees that day when her ex-boyfriend got arrested in her home. It's me saying to her, I got you. We did it. We fucking did it. And I'm so proud of you. And I love you. I know this is my story, and I know all of our stories are different. With that, I know that this is going to hit some of you, that this is going to remind some of you of pieces of yourself. That some of you are going to say, fuck, I also have come so far, and I am so proud of me. Some of you may say, like, okay, if it took her 10 years to say yes to something, it's okay that it's taken me 2 or 3 or even 10, maybe more. The universe will provide for us what we need in the most divine timing. I know that. I believe that. And I want you to remember that. So thank you for joining me today inside of this portal. I love you so much. If you want to tune in with me further, you can follow me on Instagram at I am Lauren Courtney and check out the different ways to work with me on my website, laurencourtneyheals.com. Thanks again for tuning into this portal. Have a beautiful day.